This is KERA News. I'm Justin Martin. A Dallas businesswoman achieved victory against the state of Texas this month when a federal court ruled against regulations on teaching African hair braiding, judging them unconstitutional. Isis Bradley is the owner of the Institute of Ancestral Braiding in Oak Cliff, and she joins me now to talk about her 20-year battle to teach a centuries-old tradition. Isis Bradley, thanks for joining me.
Thank you. Thank you for having me.
What does African hair braiding involve?
African braiding is steeped in culture. So you're talking about people who are interested in having their hair conditioned, those with tightly textured hair, those with curls and coils and kinks. So when you talk about braiding in the schools, which are the traditional schools like cosmetology and barbering schools, it's totally different from what someone does that's a priest or matriarch of natural hair that study this art.
So how did that lead to police hauling you out of your salon in handcuffs in 1997?
I thought it was crazy. I couldn't believe it when 7 cops came into my salon and said, "You're under an arrest for braiding hair." And I thought it was ridiculous. I even laughed a little. And then she pulled her badge out and said, "Isis, you are under an arrest, and please cooperate with us."
Did they tell you why they hauled you out in handcuffs?
Yes, they did. After I got to the jailhouse, I was told that my fine was braiding without a cosmetology license.
Your fight helped change state law before in 2007, allowing you to operate your salon and get a hair braiding license, but regulations still prevented you from teaching it?
Yes. They knew back in 97 that I was a school, so they didn't want me to operate the school. Well, after 97, I say a good 5 years passed, and I hear anything from the state of Texas. Then finally, in 2005, they said, "We dropped the case." And then in 2007, they grandfathered me. But they grandfathered me to be a braider, to go ahead and have my business legally and operate as a braid artist. But they didn't address me being a teacher, which I had been since 1983.
What kind of rules were they imposing, and why shouldn't they apply to African hair braiding?
Because I'm not a barber. I'm not a cosmetologist. I don't do chemicals. I don't have chemicals. I don't shave faces. I don't cut hair. What I do is indigenous to me as an African woman, and I pass this art down to my children, and I want to pass it down to the next generation. And this has nothing, absolutely nothing to do with them teaching me how to alter the state of my nappy hair or my natural hair or my curly hair. It has everything to do with my identity as an African braider.
Now, Texas is talking about lifting a lot of regulations on barbers and cosmetologists across the state. How does it feel that your struggle could lead to other businesses seeing less red tape? It's got to feel good.
It does feel good, because I never went into this fight for myself. I always thought about the industry as a whole.
Isis Brantley is the owner of the Institute of Ancestral Braiding in Oak Cliff. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you.